ABC Radio Australia.
Palau's Supreme Court has denied an application by the country's Senate for a stay order on the government's plan to take third country nationals deported from the United States. Palau's president says dormitories to house the deportees are being built and the country is ready to accept the new arrivals. But there's plenty of pushback. A civil case is listed for trial and the country's Senate and Council of Chiefs are questioning the president's motives. Whenau Whanua files this report.
The controversial deal will allow up to 75 third country deportees from the US to live and work in Palau in exchange for $7.5 million in development funds. Palau Senate pushed a bill proposing amendments that would have effectively prevented the deal from being implemented. The Senate also filed an emergency request to block the deal from taking effect, but the request was denied last week by the country's Supreme Court.
I think the message is clear. Our constituents are telling us, go forward.
Palau's president, Soranga Whips Jr., is confident his deal will be carried through. And from the outside looking in, that appears to be the case. He says facilities to accommodate them have already been set up.
We've prepared the dormitories at the college where they would stay there. When they come, they're not detainees. They would just stay in a normal college dorm and be part of our community and then start meeting prospective employers. So we're ready. So we're helping the United States. But at the same time, I think we're doing a great service to those people. We help them too. Them better than being in detention camps or wherever they are in the United States.
The president of Palau's Senate, Hawking Bowles, is vigorously opposed to the deal in its current form. He says the Senate, along with the Council of Chiefs, a body composed of traditional leaders, opposed the deal and that President Whip's motive is U.S. money.
On behalf of the people of the Palau, the leadership of Palau, the Congress and the Council of Chiefs, we wrote our letter to President Whips that we are not ready to accept these people at this time, so we will not accept them until such time we are ready to accept them. And he took that message and went to the United States, but when he returned and said, the United States is offering us money. Why don't we take this since we need money? We don't need money to sell our country.
Senator Ball says few Palauans want deportees in their society. He says the U.S. is exploiting Palau to serve its own interests.
Our president said these are not criminal. So why the U.S. is deporting them? We want to know why. United States is a very big country. They can accept anybody in the world. Palau is a small country. We are only about 20 to 30,000 people. Why do we have to busy with other countries' people? Deportees. We feel them dumping their problem in Palau. Why they choose Palau so small? Why they don't send them to Australia? Palau sovereignty is disrespected at this time.
For the Senate's bill to come into effect, the House of Representatives would need to pass the bill, and then the president himself would have to sign off on it. So what do ordinary Palauans think of the political debates over the country accepting deportees? Ongaran Kambis Kesole, a journalist and founder of a local think tank, the Compass Point Institute, says many people are unaware of the situation.
The public has not really digested what is out there or aware of the court ruling at this moment.
He says the court decision is a win for President Whips as it gives him a legal standing. But Mr. Kesole doesn't think it will put an end to the debate.
I think this court order did not make it any better. In fact, I'm expecting that the administration, President Whips, would be using this as one way of further their argument that, there is nothing wrong with what they're doing.
And that was Ongerong Kambis Kesole, Palauan journalist and founder of a local think tank, the Compass Point Institute. And as we mentioned, a civil case lodged by the Senate against accepting US deportees is listed for hearing in Palau's Supreme Court.